This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْطَارُ, that indeed it is your Lord who creates that which He wills, and He is the one who chooses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to place certain blessings in certain people above others. He chooses to bless the prophets over the rest of mankind. He chooses certain places above others. He chooses Mecca and Medina and Al-Quds over other pieces of land. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses certain days above others. So the righteous people are chosen by Allah, and they are not like the others. The prophets and the messengers are not like those who are not prophets and messengers. The righteous and the truthful are not like those who are not amongst the righteous or the truthful. The cities and lands are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as holy or sacred, are not like the other lands. This is from the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He chooses what He wills. And were everything the same, if every land was the same land, why would we strive? Why would we journey to increase in our religion, to increase in our spirituality? And if all the people were the same, then why would we have role models? How would there be people that we would strive to be similar to? And likewise, if all the days are the same, then why would we strive extra? Why would we push ourselves to do more, to be better, to be above the average day? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna hadha ash-shahr qad hadarakum fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr. Man hurimaha faqad hurima al-khayr. Man hurimaha faqad hurima al-khayr kullaha. Wa la yuhrim khayraha illa mahrum." He said, "There has come to you a month, and in this month there is a night that is equal to 1,000 months. Whoever has been prevented from its good has been prevented from all good. And no one has been deprived of this day except the one who is truly deprived." We are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and we don't know exactly when this night is. Some of the companions said that it would be on the 27th night. Amongst them, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And this narration flourished, and many people believe that the night of 27th is the night of Laylatul Qadr, because there was a group of companions who believed that this was the night. And tonight is the 27th night. But we don't know for sure which night it is. The Prophet said, "Iltamisuha fil awakhir al-ashr." Seek it in the last 10 nights. In another narration, seek it in the odd number of the last 10 nights. And since today is an odd night, tonight is an odd night, and the 27th night, it's important for us to reflect over the nature of Laylatul Qadr. What does it mean? What is its value? Why do we need to care for it? Why do we need to search for it? And I want you to imagine today that tonight is the night, that this is that night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, that indeed we have revealed it in Laylatul Qadr. The first message, the first hint of how important this night is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you the Qur'an was revealed in this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you He chose this night for the greatest of speech to be revealed to humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Himself throughout the Qur'an for revealing the Qur'an. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. All praise belongs to the one who sent down the book upon his servant. Tilka ayatul kitab al-hakim. These are the verses of the great, the wise book. He honored this entire month of Ramadan because He revealed the book in the month. The entire month is holy and blessed because He revealed the Qur'an on one night of this month. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Qur'an was revealed. If this is the honor bestowed upon the entire month, then what about the actual night that the Qur'an was revealed in? إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have indeed revealed this book. We sent down this book in a blessed night. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ قَدْرٍ. We have sent it down in the night of power. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Allah says, He asks you a rhetorical question. And what can make you understand what Laylatul Qadr is? Laylatul Qadr is something unique to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salah is not unique to this Ummah. Fasting, Sawm is not unique to this Ummah. Not even Hajj, which the Prophets before our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed. But no other Ummah was given Laylatul Qadr. It is a night connected to the miracle of the Qur'an. And we know this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, that the Prophet was worried at how much his ummah would accomplish. He said, the ummahs of the past lived longer, and our ummah's lifespan is short, 70 years, 80 years. People in the time of Prophet Nuh lived 500 years. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensated our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by blessing this ummah with Laylatul Qadr. So that one person's action in this month would have the barakah of lifetimes. And the good in it remains for longer. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Mubarakah. It has barakah. It lasts longer. The good deeds in it remain, and its good effects remain longer and longer. Why is it even called Laylatul Qadr? Qadr can have different meanings. It can mean ذو شيء عظيم, something of tremendous value, something worthy of tremendous respect. So it is the night of majesty, the night of value. If it is the night of barakah, then there is nothing more valuable than this night. And from this, the scholars discuss, is the night itself valuable, or is the one who worships in this night the one who is valuable? And the truth is, both of these are true. The night itself is worthy of value. Even if no one worshipped, it is a night of value. And the worship performed in it is of tremendous value. And qadr can mean power. It can mean strength. And so it is called Laylatul Qadr because of its tremendous power. And qadr can mean your decree, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed, the predestination, the appointment for a slave of His mercy, of His guidance, of His sustenance, all being decided, decreed in this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In this night, every matter is decided. Every decision is decided. It means Allah will announce, like He announces on an annual basis, what the destiny for you and I will be. What tasks, what hardships, what barriers, what tragedies may befall us. What blessings, what fortune, what happiness may come to us. Allah tells the angels on this day, this is what will happen to the servant. On that night, the decisions are decided. This is the night that our fate is in the balance. Imagine there's a major exam or a promotion that's going to be handed out at work, and you have one last effort, one last chance to make an impression, one last opportunity to gain a mark. What would you do? This is Laylatul Qadr. It's more important than an exam or a test. This is your life and your blessings and your happiness and your guidance. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what can make you know what Laylatul Qadr is? How can you understand it? It's too difficult for the mind to comprehend. It's too difficult for us to understand the power of this night that Allah asks this rhetorical question. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. How could you know what this night is? And then He tells you something. One thing that might allow you to understand it a little better. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. This night, Laylatul Qadr, it is better than 1,000 months. It's not equal to 1,000 months, no. It is better than 1,000 months. Imagine the people who are able to go for Hajj and Umrah and all the rewards that they get. And it's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to me and you, you can be in your home, in your city, worshipping Allah, making dua, and you get the reward that is greater than any other reward. The greatest greed that we have as human beings is to live a longer life, to live a little bit more. The wealthiest man in the world would give away all of his money to have another hour of life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you this gift. The gift of being as productive as though you lived a longer life. The gift of getting the rewards as though you lived a longer life. The gift of getting good deeds as though you lived a longer life. Even the most righteous person amongst us, if you remove the time they spend sleeping and eating, the time they spend with their family, the time they spend driving to work, going to work, if you remove all that time, how much time does even the most righteous person amongst us have to dedicate to Allah? It's so limited. But Allah gives you this night, that in this night, you can worship Allah and it will be better than 1,000 months. The very definition of barakah. That one night will equal lifetimes and lifetimes of just complete dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And notice through these verses, Allah keeps repeating, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, over and over, to remind you, to drive the point home, think about this night, consider this night, don't forget this night. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. The angels and the ruh, the spirit, descend by the permission of their Lord for every matter. Notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says tanazzala with the emphasis, the shadda on the zad, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you it's not just that the angels are coming down, a couple of angels are coming down. No, they're coming down in huge numbers. The angels are descending to the earth in a mass amount of numbers. Tanazzala. So many of them are coming down. Laylatul Qadr, some of the scholars, they said Qadr, one of its meanings is restriction. Things are limited. And they say it is Laylatul Qadr because the space on earth is limited. There's no space left on earth. Why? Because of the amount of angels that descend. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Malaikatu Laylatul Qadr fil ard aktharu min adad al-hasa. That the number of angels that will descend on earth in Laylatul Qadr is more than the number of rocks and pebbles on earth. And one hadith, there is not mawda'a shibr, there's not even a handspan, except that there's an angel. The angels are coming down, the angels are symbolic of light. They're symbolic of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're symbolic of the mercy of Allah. They're symbolic of the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're going to be coming down, making dua for the people on this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ. And the ruh, the spirit, who is the spirit Jibreel alayhi salam, the greatest of all the angels, will come down to this earth. And Allah specifies this because this is a night made blessed because it's the night the Qur'an has been revealed. And who was the one who brought the Qur'an to the earth? Who was the one who brought the Qur'an to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who hugged him and held him and recited to him the first verses? Was it not Jibreel alayhi salam? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, this angel, the greatest of the angels, will come down to this earth on this day. And he says, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. By the permission of Allah, they will be descending. The angels are asking Allah permission. Oh Allah, let us come down to earth. The angels are saying, oh Allah, give us permission to leave the heavens to come down to the earth. Imagine, the angels want to come down to the earth. Why do the angels want to come down to the earth? Because they know that on this night, unlike all the other nights, on this night, unlike the other nights, the best place to be is on earth. The most blessed place to be is on earth, because it's Laylatul Qadr. That they're begging Allah, oh Allah, please give us permission to come down to the earth. And you and I are already here. You and I are already here. What are we doing when we're in these nights that could be Laylatul Qadr? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. Salam, peace. Salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas would recite,
Salam min kulli mri'in, that it is peace upon every person. Salam for everyone. Peace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everyone. For every sinner. For everyone who feels like they are a failure. For every young and old. Salam to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's still hope. Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. Until the emergence of the dawn. Do you understand the power of this night? Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, لو أدركت هذه الليلة فماذا أقول وماذا أفعل؟ O Messenger of Allah, if I were to find this night, if I come across this night, what should I say and what should I do? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, قولي, say, اللهم إنك عفون تحب العفو فاعف عني. Say, O Allah, you are al-afu. You are the one who pardons. تحب العفو, you love to pardon. فاعف عني, so pardon me. This is the dua the Prophet ﷺ gave our mother to make during this night. And if you think about this dua, it is a key to unlock the power of this night. Allah, you are al-afu. Why does the Prophet ﷺ tell Aisha to ask Allah to pardon her? Why doesn't he tell her to say, Oh Allah, you are the most merciful, show me mercy. Oh Allah, you are al-ghaffar, al-ghafoor, the forgiving, so forgive me. No, he says, innaka afu. Why? Afwa, pardon, is more than forgiveness. Pardon is above forgiveness. Someone could forgive you. Ghafoor comes from sitr, from covering. Maghfir is the helmet that a soldier would wear in war. The helmet covers the head. Forgiveness covers the sin. It protects you, like the helmet protects the soldier. It protects you from the consequences of your sins. And it covers the sins so that other people cannot see it. But af is different. Af comes from al-mahw, the erasure. Like when footsteps are in the sand and the wind comes and blows and the sand now covers those footsteps and it's as if nobody walked there ever before. It's erased. It didn't happen. When you're asking for afwa, you're saying, Oh Allah, make it as though my sin never happened. Erase it completely. When you ask for maghfirah, forgiveness, perhaps you come on the Day of Judgment, your sins are there, and Allah tells you, don't worry, I've forgiven you, you will not be punished for these sins. But when you ask for afwa, for pardon, you're asking that you come on the Day of Judgment and the sins are not even there. Allah erased them. You don't even see them. They're as if they never existed to begin with. Maybe you forgot the sin. It's like the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed you to be born. This is the night that we have to think about the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we ask for the afwa of Allah azza wa jalla, we're asking for more. We're asking for even more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the people of paradise, I will give you more. And they will say to Allah, but you gave us everything. And Allah says, no, I will give you more. And He allows them to look upon His face subhanahu wa ta'ala because He's pleased with them. This is a night asking Allah to be pleased with us. Asking Allah to be happy with us. And this is a night, subhanAllah, it doesn't just affect our akhirah, but it affects our dunya. It's not only about the hereafter, but about this world as well. How many people are suffering hardships and difficulties and heartbreak, the loss of loved ones, illnesses, problems with their children, problems with their wife or their husband, suffering we see in the ummah. And our Prophet ﷺ tells us, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُحْرِمْ الرِّزْقُ بِلَمْبٍ يُعْصِيهِ, that the servant is prevented from the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of sins that he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. وَإِنَّ الْقَضَاءَ لَا يَرُدُّهُ إِلَّا الدُّعَاءَ, and the decree of Allah is not repelled by anything except dua. The dua that we make, that we say, Oh Allah, give us afwa on this night. It might cause, raise, remove the decree of hardship in our lives. Saying, Oh Allah, you are the afu. You are the pardoner, and you ask for His pardon, the hardships might be lifted. The difficulties might be lifted. The next year might be better than the year that we are in. We are dealing with a Lord who is afu, who is forgiving. Ibn al-Qayyim mentions in Madarij al-Salikin a narration that is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, that he says, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَيَسْتَأْذِنَ الْبَحْرَ رَبَّهُ رَبِّ يَا رَبِّ ذِنِّي أَنْ أَهْلِكَ ابْنَ آدَمَ فَإِنَّهُ أَكْلَ رِزْقَ وَعَبَدَ غَيْرَكَ وَتَقُولُ الْأَرْضُ يَا رَبِّ ذَنِّي أَنْ أَبْتَلَعَ ابْنَ آدَمَ فَإِنَّهُ أَكْلَ رِزْقَ وَعَبَدَ غَيْرَكَ وتقول السماوات يا رب ذلني أن أطبق على ابن آدم فإنه أكل رزقك وعبد غيرك. Then not a day passes except that the oceans ask permission from Allah and they say, oh my Lord, give me permission to drown the children of Adam because they have eaten from your provisions, yet they worship other than you. And not a day passes except that the earth asks permission from Allah. And it says, oh Allah, allow us to swallow up the children of Adam, because they have eaten from your provisions, yet they worshipped other than you. And not a day passes except that the skies, the heavens, ask permission from Allah. And they say, oh Allah, allow us to cast down upon the children of Adam, because they have eaten from your provisions, yet they worshipped other than you. فَيَقُولُ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ دَعُوهُمْ فَلَوْ خَلَقْتُمُوهُمْ لَرَحِمْتُمُوهُمْ. And Allah says, leave them. For had you been the one who created them, then you would have shown mercy to them. Some of the Salaf mentioned that Allah would say, إِنِّي وَالْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُ فِي نَبَئٍ عَظِيمٍ أَخْلُقُ وَيُعْبَدُ غَيْرِي أَرْزُقُ وَيُشْكَرُ سِوَايِ خَيْرِي إِلَى الْعِبَادِ نَازِلٌ وَشَرُّهُمْ إِلَيَّ صَاعِدٌ أَتَوَدَّدُ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالنِّعَمِ وَأَنَا الْغَنِيُّ عَنْهُمْ ويتضغضون إلي بالمعاصي وأنا أفقر ما يكون وهم أفقر ما يكونون إلي. That myself, the mankind, and the jinn are in a very serious state. I create them, yet they worship other than me. I bless them, yet they thank other than me. My good descends down to my slaves, and yet their evil ascends up to me. I love them with my mercy, even though I have no need for them. And they alienate themselves from me with their sins, even though they are desperate for me. أهل طاعتي أهل محبتي أهل معصيتي لا أقنتهم من رحمتي. That those who obey me are those who I love. And those who disobey me, I do not despair them. I do not cast them outside of my mercy. إن تابوا فأنا حبيبهم وإن أبوا فأنا طبيبهم أبتليهم بالمصائب ليطهرهم من المعايب. If they repent, I love them. And if they reject, I am the one who heals them by sending them hardships in order to purify them. من أتاني منهم تائبا تلقيته من بعيد ومن أعرض عني ناديته من قريب أقول له أين تذهب ألك رب سواي. Whoever of them comes closer to me, I will go to them, even if they are far away. And whoever of them turns away from me, I will call upon them from close by to them. And I say to them, أين تذهب? Where are you going to go? ألك رب سواي? Do you have a Lord, a God other than me? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, يتنزل ربنا إلى السماء الدنيا حين يبقى ثلث الليل الآخر فيقول هل من سائل فأعطيه هل من تائب فأتوب عليه هل من مستغفر فأغفر له. That our Lord descends in the last third of every night and he says, is there someone asking of me anything that I may give him? Is there someone seeking my repentance that I may grant him repentance? Is there anyone asking of my forgiveness that I may forgive him? In the middle of the night, when people are sleeping, or when people are using the blanket of night to commit sins and criminal actions, at that moment, when people are in the deepest state of neglect, what does Allah do? Does He punish them? Does He destroy them? No, He descends closer to them. And He is the one who asks them, is there anyone asking of me that I may give them? Is there anyone seeking from me repentance that I may give them repentance? Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness that I may forgive them? And the Prophet says, وَذَٰلِكَ كُلُّ لَيْلَةٍ. And this happens every night. Imagine for a moment, you and I, we've spent months, years, turning away from Allah, sleeping through the night, or using the night for haram. And every one of those nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was asking you, do you not want my forgiveness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was asking you, do you not want anything of me to ask me? Even though you and I, we are nothing. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the King. Even though you and I are weak. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Master. Even though you and I cannot influence anything on our own. And He is the one who is powerful over all things. Even though you and I are the one in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the one asking you and asking me if there's anything we want from Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love is so immense that when our father Adam alayhi salam disobeyed Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him how to repent. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمَ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah taught Adam alayhi salam how to make repentance. He doesn't just accept our repentance. He teaches us to turn back to Him. He reminds us to come back to Him. Any reminder we've ever heard in our lives that's ever told us to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was only from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to this hadith Qudsi. يقول الله تعالى إني لأجدني أستحيي من عبدي يرفع يديه يقول يا رب يا رب فأردهما. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I feel shame, I feel hayat, that my slave raises his hands and he says, ya Rabb, my Lord, فَأَرُدُّهُمَا, that I reject him, that I turn him away. Can you imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels hayat, feels modesty towards me and you, towards his slaves? This is the strangest thing. It's not amazing when a child feels modesty in front of the parent. It's not amazing when the poor feel modesty in front of the rich. It's not amazing when someone in a weaker position feels modesty in front of the one in the grander, more powerful position. But it is very, very strange when it is the powerful who feels modesty in front of the weak. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels haya in front of me and you. That He feels modesty to not respond to our dua, to not give us something when we ask Him. The angels respond back to Allah. فَتَقُولُ الْمَلَائِكَ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ أَهْلًا لِلْمَغْفِرَةِ. They say, oh Allah, this person who's raising his hand, this person who's saying, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, this person who's calling upon you, oh Allah, this person doesn't deserve your mercy. The angels say, oh Allah, we know what this person did. We've seen their actions. We've seen what they've done. Oh Allah, this person, they're not worthy of your mercy. فَيَقُولُ وَلَكِنِّي أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. But Allah says, but I am deserving of their taqwa and I am deserving of granting maghfirah. أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي. I bear witness to you that I have forgiven. I make you stand witness that I have forgiven my servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us forgiveness even when we're not deserving of it. And yet we don't return to Him. And yet we don't ask Him. And yet we don't beg Him. We don't beg Him for His forgiveness, for His pardon. We think our sins are too big. We think we've done too much evil for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And the Salaf would say that Allah says, مَا غَضَبْتُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ كَغَضَبِي عَلَى عَبْدٍ أَخْطَأَ خَطِيئًا فَتَعَاظَمَتْ فِي جَنْبِ عَفْوِي. That Allah is not more angry with anything than He is with the servant who sins. And then He thinks His sins are grander, are greater, are bigger next to the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, make this dua, Allahumma innaka afoon. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ. Oh Allah, You are the pardoner. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ. You love to pardon. You love pardoning. You love forgiving. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah loves and wants to give you repentance. ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما. And those who follow their desires want you to divert and deviate greatly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the disbelievers who fought our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who persecuted him, who persecuted the Sahaba, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to them? قل الذين كفروا إن ينتهوا يغفر لهم ما قد سلف. Say to those who have disbelieved, if you stop, Allah will forgive all that happened in the past. Why? Because Allah loves to forgive you. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. You love to pardon. So pardon me. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِي وَلَكُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. As you know, this is the last Jumu'ah of Ramadan. And we don't know if we're going to live to see another one. And I know I've said this before, but every year it's been true. There have been people sitting in your spot in this masjid last year who are not here this year. And we know that how we end the race is more important than how we begin the race. Even if you feel like you were lacking early in Ramadan, what matters is how you finish it. Try to finish these last few nights as well as you can. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and push yourself in these nights. Give as much of yourself as you can to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repeat this dua over and over. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni. Make this dua over and over. Perhaps it might be Laylatul Qadr and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may accept from us. And I know I've asked you a lot for donations to help the masjid over this month, but I'm asking you one more time. We have a lot of people in this room, maybe 1,000 people in this room. If everybody even gave $150, even that amount, if everybody didn't leave except they gave that amount, we would be able to hit our goal. So we need your help. If you're able to give more, then give more. And if you're just able to give 150, and if you're not able to give 150 right now and you pledge it for the future, then do so. Don't think that it's too little. Everything you give will matter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take this small amount and He can grow it and make it even greater. So I'm asking you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to leave today except you give whatever you can for the sake of Allah. If every single person here did that, then inshallah we will achieve our goals, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from us and allow us to be productive in these nights and into the future inshallah. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabiyyi ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim 'ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammadin ma dhakaru wa dhakirun al-abrar wa salli 'alayhi rabbana ma tadawwa'a misku wa fah. Salli 'alayhi rabbana salatu wa salamun da'imin ila yawm ad-din. وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أمهات المؤمنين وعلينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها وصرتها برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. عبد الله قم الصلاة.